श्री भगवान वाच मैया सक्त मना पाथ्य योगम जिन्यद मुदाश्रय अथम सैम समम ब्रह्मां जथा कै शशि दक्षिणो श्री भगवान वाच बैठते उदाहरण श्री कृष्ण उपास पर्पसफुली ही इज राइटिंग श्री भगवान का बिकॉज अवजानंती मांग मूढ़ा मानुषी तनुवाद द सुप्रीम पर्सनैलिटी ऑफ गॉड है because he descends as human being. Murhas, those who are upheld, they consider him just like one of us humans. Abhijananti. Therefore, to avoid this offense on the part of the Murhas, he writes Bhagavan Upavata. Directly, Bhagavan means full with six opulences. Oishadjasa, Samadrasa, Vijasa, Jasasa, Sriya, Jnana, Vrijasa, Shaiva, Sarayiti, Bhagangana. भगवान मीन्स समग्र द मास्टर ऑफ ऑल वेल्थ विद इन दी क्रिएशन दैट इज भगवान नॉट दैट मिलियंस ऑफ ट्रिलियंस ऑफ डॉलर बट ऑल दी वेल्थ ओषदस्य समग्र भोक्तारम जगदवसाम सर्वलोक महेश्वर आई एम द एंजॉयर एंड प्रोवाइडर ऑफ ऑल द प्लैनेट दैट इज भगवान ऐश्वर्य समाप्त बीज दशा दशा सा प्रिया इज मास्टर ऑफ ऑल ट्रेंड He is all famous. Krishna, 5,000 years ago, appeared on this planet, but still he is famous. His worship is going on. Still, in India there are hundreds and thousands of temples like this. Not only in India, now outside India, there are at least hundreds of temples there. He is so famous. That is Bhagavan. He is not a cheap Bhagavan. I have become Bhagavan by meditation. No. He is real Bhagavan. Bhagavan is Bhagavan. He doesn't require to meditate. Just like Krishna when was 3 months old, he is Bhagavan. Putana came to kill him, but Putana was killed by him. That is Bhagavan. At the age of 3 months, what meditation he could do? So this meditation Bhagavan and this Bhagavan is different. Bhagavan is always Bhagavan, either he is 3 months old or 125 years old. When he was in the battlefield of Kurukshetra, his age was 125 or 65. He was a great grandfather. So he is Bhagavan, he is Bhagavan. Bhagavan cannot be manufactured. by meditation practice. No. Therefore, it is said, Bhagavan. So, to understand Bhagavan, Parabrahma, that is the mission of human life. The cats and dogs cannot understand Bhagavan. That is not possible. A human being can understand. This Bhagavad Gita is for the human, not for the cats and dogs. So, Krishna says that if you want to know me, it is not easy to understand Bhagavan or God. God is not the exact word of Bhagavan. Therefore we use the word Godhead, back to Godhead. Bhagavan means the Supreme Lord, the Supreme Being. God means the ruler, the controller. But he, when we come to the Supreme Controller, he is ruler. You are controller, I am controller. I am controller of my disciple within the Krishna Consciousness Society. But I cannot control the whole world. You are controller in your home of your wife, children, servants. But you are also controlled. You are not absolute controller. Therefore, Bhagavan means the absolute control. Ishara Parama Krishna Sachidananda Vigraha Anadi Radhi Govinda Sarvakarana Pāra. That is Bhagavan. Supreme Control. He is controller over everyone, but he is not controlled by anyone. That is Bhagavan. In the Srimad Bhagavatam, it is said, Janmātrasya gataha annayāt garatatya astrutu avidyā sarā. The sarā, he is not controlled by anyone. Anādi rādhi gōnda sarvakāranakā. So, Bhagavan is explaining himself how to know Bhagavan. So we have to take advantage if we are actually serious to understand Bhagavan. Then we have to take the instruction given by Bhagavan himself. We cannot manufacture ideas to know Bhagavan. That is not possible. You cannot speculate on Bhagavan. Nāyamātmā prabhatanena labhya na bhūnā śrutena. The Vedas inform us that nāyamātmā paramātmā Bhagavan Nāyamātmā prabhacanena labhā. By one is very good speaker, it is not that he can understand Bhagavān. Nāyamātmā prabhacanena labhā na mēdhayā. If one is very meritorious, great scientist, philosopher, it does not mean that he can understand Bhagavan. Nāyamātmā prabhacanena labhā na bahunā śrutena. If one is very highly educated, highly learned in Vedic knowledge. Hear them. Bhagavan can be understood by the mercy of Bhagavan. That is the problem. Therefore, Bhagavan mercifully is explaining himself. We have to take advantage. Then we can understand Bhagavan. Athapiti jiva padam mujadvaram. Prasada leshanat grihita jiva hi. Janati tattam. Nachana eko chiram chintam. These are the bodies of the Vedas. Athapiti jiva padam mujadvaram. Prasada leshanat grihita jiva. My Lord. One who has got a little mercy of yourself. Prasada lesa, a little mercy. Janati tattam, he can understand. Nacha anna epopi chidam duchinna. Others who has not received your mercy, he may speculate for millions of years. Still he cannot understand. So, we can understand Bhagavan by the mercy of Bhagavan. Not by speculation, not by learning, not by speaking or so many others. So here we have to take advantage Bhagavan upasa. Bhagavan personally speaking, what? Asamsam samabrahmam jathane sasi tatshinu. Without any doubt, asamsam. If you speculate on God, there are so many doubts. But asamsam, without any doubt, if you want to understand, asamsam samabrahmam and in totality, not partial. Bhagavan is absolute truth. The absolute truth is understood from three angles of vision. Brahma, Paramatma and Bhagavan. Vadanti tat-tat-tadirat satyam vidyanam advayam brahmeti paramatmeti Bhagavan. So, Brahma understanding is not samagra. Asam, not asamsayam. Sama, here it is said, asamsayam samagra. Brahma understanding of the absolute truth is partial. It is not samagra. Means, not the complete. Complete knowledge of Absolute is not Brahma Jnana. That's why the example is, that's why we are experiencing daily the sun sign. But understanding of the sun sign is not complete understanding of the sun. Very nice example. Because you are experiencing, I am experiencing daily sunshine, that does not mean we know everything of the sun planet or who are living there, how they are living. Rather, we are contemplating there cannot be any life because so much heat, temperature. So we do not know. We do not know samadram, complete. So, this is a material thing. We cannot understand even one of the creation of Bhagavan. And how to know Bhagavan. So, we have to understand Bhagavan, from Bhagavan. Then we understand असंख्यान समग्र परमात्मा ज्ञात ब्रह्म ज्ञात ज्ञात पार्श्व भगवान ही सत चित आनंद सच्चिदानंद तो ब्रह्म ज्ञान ही दे नॉलेज ऑफ इटर्निटी परमात्मा ज्ञान ही द नॉलेज ऑफ ऑल परवेसिव गॉड एवरीवेयर प्रेजेंट दैट इज परमात्मा अन्नांतरस्थम परमानुसेहांतरस्थम व्हेन वन कैन अंडरस्टैंड गॉड इज विदिन दिस यूनिवर्स अन्नांतरस्थम परमानुसेहांतरस्थम ही इज विदिन द एटम दिस इज परमात्मा बट दैट इज ऑल्सो नॉट कम्प्लीट बट व्हेन यू कम टू द अंडरस्टैंडिंग भगवान भगवान इज द प्रोड्यूसर ऑफ ऑल काइंड्स ऑफ ऑपुलेंस दैट इज डिफिकल्टी फॉर हिम टू रिमेन विद इन द एटम ऐसद्यस्त समग्रस्त ही कैन रिमेन विद इन द एटम ही कैन रिमेन विद इन द यूनिवर्स gigantic Virat form as he showed to Arjuna, Virat. Anoraniyana mahato mahiyana. He is smaller than the smallest and greater than the greatest. In this way, Krishna will express himself that the process is, what is that process? Krishna says, Mayi asaktamana, and to me become attached. Asam. Attached. So, how this attachment will increase? Mayi asaktamana, yogam indyam. This is a yoga. To become attached to Krishna. This is the beginning. He who comes to the temple daily and he sees the transcendental form, Satchidananda Vigraha of Bhagavan. This Bhagavan, which he sees, it is not different from the original Bhagavan. Don't differentiate. That this is a stone statue of Bhagavan. No. He is Bhagavan. He is Bhagavan. Achyamurti. Achyavigraha. Because we cannot see Bhagavan with our present eyes. Atha Sri Krishna Namadi na bhavet graiham indriyam. With the present blunt senses, we cannot see Bhagavan. Therefore, Bhagavan, out of his causeless mercy, has appeared in a form which you can see. Not that he is different. He is not different. Because Bhagavan is everything. That will get clear. So, he can appear in any form. So, he has appeared in a form which you can see. That is Bhagavan. Not that he is statue. Ati, Vishnu, Shirati, Guru, Naramati, Vaishnavi, Jati, Vithi, Narati. If you consider that here is a stone statue, Ati Vishnu Shiladhi. No Shila. This is not. Bhagavan is everything. But by the advancement of knowledge, you'll understand Bhagavan. Here is Bhagavan. So, if you daily come, temple is situated, temples are constructed to give you the facility how to become attached to Bhagavan. He is Jagatpath. The eighth temple is very centrally situated. I am very glad that the inhabitants of Hyderabad are so nice devotees from the very beginning, they are coming. It is very good. So continue this habit. Daily come, see Bhagavan. Offer little obedience. Bhagavan does not want anything from He is self-sufficient, Bhagavan. But if you give something to Bhagavan, it is love. Dadati Sudhakrinath. You are taking so many things from Bhagavan. And if you give something, what is wrong? It is exchange of love. And Bhagavan does not want your whole estate. Bhagavan says, Patram Puspam Phalam Puyam Jumi Bhaktyatu Vishnu. Little leaf, patram, little flower, a little fruit, a little water. Patram Puspam Phalam Puyam Jumi Bhaktyatu. Bhagavan wants your bhakti. If you bring little leaf, little flower, little fruit, and little water. Bhagavan, I am very poor man. I have nothing to give you, but I have secured from other garden a little leaf, little flower, a little fruit, and water is available. So kindly accept. Bhagavan says, Patram Puspam Phalam Toyam Jumi Bhakta Prajakshati Toya Bhaktya What is that? Asnan Bhaktya Upahitam because one is giving out of devotion, love. Asnan I If Bhagavan is from your hand, then Buddhism prepares. So that is wanted, bhakti. Bhaktya, tadaham matna, bhakta, upahitam. If you bring that attachment should be the maya sattva mana prapta. Yogam jinyan, this is the yoga. This is real yoga. How to become attached to the service of the Lord? That is first class duty. In fine last paragraph of sixth chapter. Yoginamati sarvesam. There are many yogis, different kinds of yogis. So yoginamati, karma yogi, jnana yogi, dhyana yogi, hatha yogi, so many yogis. So yoginamati sarvesam. Of all the yogis. Yoginamati sarvesam. Madhvatantanatmana. What is always thinking of Krishna. Naturally, if you practice to come here and see daily at least once, he will be able to think of the madhvatantanatmana. If you continue that thinking, Krishna, how he is standing, how he is playing on the roof, how Radharani is there, yes, manvana. In this way you think, then you become the greatest yogi. Yogi namati sarvesa, madhvatantanam, sadhyava, bhajati jo maam, samiyuktatam. That is one. So the man temple is the facility. How to become the first class yogi? And how to become the first class devotee? Simply by increasing your attachment. This attachment, that is one example that one brahmana He was daily seeing Lord Ramchandra. And then he was breaking his fast. So Ramchandra was out of station for some royal business. So this Brahmana did not take him water, same thing. So when Ramchandra returned, Lakshman informed Lord Ramchandra, here is your devotee, my Lord. Because you were absent for 7 days and he could not see you, therefore he did not take it in the water. Ramchandra appreciated his devotion. So before Lord Ramchandra, there was Sitaram Diti, worshipped in the family of Dasarath Maharaj's family. So that Diti was kept in the room of Lord Ramchandra, because Lord Ramchandra was personally present. So he advised Lakshman to give this Brahmana this Diti, and he advised him, Brahmana, you worship this deity, and when I am not on this station, your worshipping this deity is as good as worship. So the deity worship is so long going on that Ramchandra is still here in South India. But there is no difference between the deity and the Lord. That is saying, in this chanting of the name of the Lord, it is saying, Rama Sintamani Krishna, Chaitanya Rasavidra, Purna Suddha Nitya Mukta, Abhinna Vya, Ramanar. The name, thing, form, quality, extent, entourage, everything, they are non-different. When we read Bhagavad Gita, you must know when this writing is there, Bhagavan Uvas. You must know Bhagavan Krishna is speaking in just before. He is Bhagavan Uvas. In this way, you have to understand Tattva. Janati Tattva. Manushanam Sahasri Sipasri Jagati Siddhar. Jagatāvati siddhāna, pasit bhaktimāṁ tattva. Tattva. Tattva means the absolute is the same, either by his name, by his form, by his presence, by his entourage, everything. Absolute. Advaigyan. Vadanti tattva tattva sattvam jat jñānam advaigyam. There is no difference. This is Sattva. In this way, if you increase your attachment for Krishna, Maya Sattva Manapar, Yogam Gunya, this is yoga, the first class yoga. Yoginamatu Sarvesham, Madhvatam, Samedhikratam, that is first class. If you practice this yoga, very easy. Simply, you come. Maybe if you can offer patram puskam phalam swayam and offer obeisances, you will increase your attachment. And that attachment, maina saptamana, is yoga, is reflection. Then what do you mean? Asana sayam samantha. Gradually, God, Krishna is with me. You cannot understand God without revelation. So, on account of your attachment, he is you. So, Srimana Bhutin, he is you. Sāmai vaspurattada, atasya Krishna nāmāhi, navave jāyam indriyai. If you want to see by your grand material eye, that is not what. We have to purify. You see God, which is I, when it is purified, sarvapādhi vinirmuktam tat paratuna nirmalam. When the eye will be nirmalam, without any designation. Then you see, sarva-bhāvi-nirmuktam-tat-paratrena-nirmalam rishikena-rishikesa-sevanam-bhakti-nityam. So increase your asakti, tathāsakti, yāsakti, adau-sadhyā, sadhyā, dhīrīti. Here is a temple. Let us go and see. This is sadhyā, little bed. And we have to increase this faith. Adau sadhyā. Tato kāru sanga. If you have got little faith, then you come and hear a sadhu. They are simply engaged in Krishna chanting. Savanam kirtanam Vishnu smaranam pādu kevanam mācchanam vandhanam dāsam. They are engaged. All are 24 hours. In either of these business, Savanam kirtanam Vishnu smaranam pādu kevanam mācchanam vandhanam dāsam. So if you associate with them, if you come and see the Arapi, how they are dancing, offering prayer, and then you associate. Sadhu sadhya, little care, let us go and see the temple. And then association. If you come daily, there will be association. Sadhu sadhya, tatu sadhu sadhya. Then bhajana kriya. Bhajana kriya is hearing, that is bhajana. And if you join the chanting, that is also bhajana. Sabanam kirtanam. This is bhajana. Adau satya tato sadhu sangha tato bhajana kriya. Then anartha nirvishya. Then all kinds of anartha, unwanted things, nirvishya, that is the name. Then you will be fully powered. Sarva-bhādhi-ni-mattam, tat-parat-ni-na-nirmanam. Tato-nishtha, tato-ruchi, tathā-sakti. Then there will be nishtha, palite. Then there will be state. You cannot remain at home without coming at least once in the temple. That is called ruchi. This is death. Then asakti. That asakti is bad. Maya asakta manasa. Yogam janjana madasa. Asankhaya samasrama. Jathagasya si tatsino. So, Krishna is personally explaining. Read Bhagavad Gita. See the deity. Samya Dhani. Death. Charnamrita. He is possible, being patram prasthram phalam toya. In this way, he becomes the topmost yogi and attached to Krishna. Savai manat Krishna padaravinda vatansu vaikuntha dhunanavanna. In this way, he will attach to the lotus feet of Krishna. And he will try to understand and explain that these devotees are doing. They are going outside for preaching. Vatansi vaikuntha gunanuvartha. What is that business? Simply describing Krishna and Krishna's activity. Similarly, he will engage our mind unto the lotus feet of Krishna and will describe about his pastime, and see his form, mind, we have not sensed, though eyes and gaze in seeing the form, nose and gaze in smelling the flowers offered to Krishna, tongue engaged in tasting charnamrita and prasadam, hand engaged in cleansing the temple or touching the feet of the devotees. In this way, well, all your senses will be engaged, your life will be. This is what, this is Krishna consciousness. Thank you very much.